topic is really good because I'm a part of the feminist, the action of the feminist.
Yeah.
But I think we are not as a feminist as what we think. Like what you talked before.
Yeah.
Because we still have a like sexist for ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why we I really think like damn.
Yeah,
really?
there's so many things we think like, oh, women cannot be comedians, women cannot be funny. There just happens to be a lot of men who are more funny than women. That's not true. There's no platform for women to be comedians until very recently. And actually like there's so many thoughts that we think like men, like, well, the most like richest people and more like most known scientists, most of them are men, so that means men are smarter. No, they only have the platform to do that, and we don't hear about the women who do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we really like, there's a lot of things we also have to unlearn, that no, not all women like to be mothers and cook and like, you know, it's an individual thing. And it's especially hard to teach for men to learn that, but women especially, like, I still have to like try to get out of this mentality of like, well, I'm not like other girls, like I'm not girly, I don't like girly things. Like, what's wrong with liking girly things? Like, they're only, that's why, like, if a woman dresses like a man, it's okay, you know, it's kind of okay. But if a man dresses like a woman, that's funny and that's like shameful, just because it's shameful to be a woman.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's the difference, because we still use that word like, yeah, you're man, not your time for beat me. It's not fair if you beat me or something like that. I think it's like we sexist in our way. We sexist in our way, and I think it's more racist, you know.
Yeah.
We doing racist for ourselves, but we want equality.
Yeah.
But we make the standard of ourselves. Like,
And it's like, so there's so many like things that go into that like harm the movement even for feminism. Like, for example, there's a lot of feminists who are like radical feminists who think that, like, for example, transgender women don't belong to women, even though they are also, those radical feminists, they are reducing women into just vaginas. So of course anyone who anyone who identifies as a woman should be included. Like, trans women are women.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can just reduce, they're also being very sexist and reducing to everything that being a woman is just having a vagina. No. That's not the thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We I don't know, the categories of for ourselves and the others is still different.
Mm.
Even that, like, homophobic is so clearly in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Many people is doing so homophobic, like okay, you can do whatever, you can be a guy or something, but not as my friend or something like that.
That's not really allowed. That's wrong. That's not actually allowed. Like, yeah, you can do everything like you want, but you will go to jail, and also you will never see me again, and you will not see your family again if you do it. That's not really freedom.
Yeah.
Like, freedom is not free. I mean, you have to have things in place to have your freedom. Do you have freedom to vote if you don't have a car to drive out to vote? If you don't have the money to skip work to vote, or if you have two children and you can't vote. So it's just like, yeah, you can vote, but how can you actually get there?
It's the same thing.
Like, freedom, you have to have things in place to be able to achieve your freedom and equality. It cannot just be like, okay, you can do whatever you want. It's impossible. It doesn't work like that.
And how about in Finland? It's going good, working for the equality or something like
that? It is pretty good compared to other places, but of course there's still a lot of like things we have to improve on, because I don't know, there's still of course like the whole world thinks like, okay, women are better suited for this job and this and that. It's getting better, but like there's still like the pay is not equal for men and women.
Really?
No. It's not equal. And just because women have to have, not have to, but like, there's still laws in place, but if you have a child and if you want to get hired, the boss will think, she hasn't yet had a child, so she will have a child, so I shouldn't employ her. And
what?
Then if she already has children, the employee will think like, well, she has to take care of the children, so I cannot employ her.
What?
Like, not all, but that's like a thing that people, that might be one of the reasons why the pay is not really that equal for men and women.
So I think it's still like there's much gap between women and men. I think I have no idea about the outside. I think the outside is really, really fair, but
it is like in Finland, it's like one of the places that's best for women.
Yeah.
But of course nothing is perfect. It's getting pretty good. Like half of, exactly, was it like 49% or 51% of the parliament is women. So half of the like people running Finland are women, and also the people, our prime minister is a woman, and then the four other leaders after her are also women, and they're women under 35.
Yeah.
They're young women who are leading Finland. So it's like, that's very good. And also socially, it's very equal with men and women.
Okay.
But then, there are still like some things that are like not.
Yeah, it's just like the living, the people surrounding you that you.
So it's very different here.
Yeah.
Like even how people talk to me are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like for example, Akbar, he once said to me because I can't. We were climbing the volcano. I climbed the volcano alone because all of the boys were too tired to climb it with me. So. In pitch darkness, I went there alone, and Akbar weighted me down. And then when I came down, he was just like, why did you do that? Like, that's crazy. Like, that's so dangerous for a woman. And I'm just like, I was the only one who was like strong enough to go there because all of you were tired. And I think a volcano is not sexist. I think a volcano equally is dangerous to everyone, and not especially for a woman.
Yeah.
So it's like, I hear these things like a lot here, that like, oh, but for a woman it's so dangerous and da 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 da. It's just like,
you know.
No, like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's ridiculous. And just, everything is equally dangerous for men and women. And also here, I mean, because it's very, like, the traditions are extremely strong, and it's a majority Muslim country where women have to dress a certain way. It's, and women are looked down upon if they don't dress like that, and that's like, what the fuck is it, hijab boobs or what?
Yeah, because
what,
I think people, because they have the freedom to choose what kind of they want to use, even that maybe you have to use it, but we still have our choice to use it. Like, I even that people say like, Cindy, you look so beautiful if you don't use your hijab, but maybe in the other way I feel safe, I feel comfort to use hijab. That's because I want it.
Yeah.
Not because people pursued or want me to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
But in Indonesia, it's kind of like everything is doing because people think. You know, because it's kind of, you have no freedom of it.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's a lot of women, because this is more free than like some other Muslim countries.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot of women like you who just want to wear it. Like, no one is forcing you to do it, and you just want to wear it. But then, like, the really weird criticism that I hear in here is just like, you know, the jilbab, or what's it called? this thing. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me. Like, well, fucking let them do it then. Like, who the hell? You're not God. You're not like the one who's deciding what's good and bad and whatever.
But the bad is even like in the victim, like when you get raped, you know, when you get raped, woman always being the blame of this kind. Even even she get raped, she still have anything negativity about her, like oh that's why she get raped because she not proper her clothes, he wears so sexy clothes or something like that. It's all about woman, not all about the people who doing it.
It's similar in the West, like very similar in
really
in America especially, but I don't think that's very common in Finland. But Finland has other problems, just because if you do something like a crime, the sentencing for the crime is not that good, especially for rape. If you rape someone, you can have like 2 years of prison and go out. Only 2 years.
Oh my god, that's so short.
Yeah, that's really bad. And if you do like some crime with money, if you like, I don't know, cheat money or don't pay taxes or whatever, you can go to jail for 6 years or something. So it's like, if you steal money or whatever, you can get a higher sentence than raping someone. Which is, that's a really big problem with them. That's very, very unfair and not very good.
It seems in Indonesia, the law for the rapes is still low, you know? They just have a short year to take a responsibility with what they have done.
Yeah, you know, and women have to pay for the rape for the rest of their life.
Yeah, because they get trauma.
You will never get, like, even a very mild case, you will never forget it. Like, for sure, you and me, we both remember every single time a man has even touched us in the wrong way.
Yeah, that's
because it's sexual violence is so much different than hitting you. If someone hits you, it's fine. Like, you know, hurts, but like, whatever. It's just pure violence and anger.
Yeah.
But if someone rapes you, it's sexual violence is so much different because it's just about control and humiliation.
Yeah.
And it's something like much, much deeper. I feel like I would rather be like kicked so much that every single one of my bones would be broken than be raped.
Yeah, that's why, because it's kind of like dignity, you know?
Yeah, it's not only that, it's just like, because the person who does that is also extremely fucked up. If they want to hurt you, and if they're a normal person, fucking punch me. But if they rape someone, it's sick. It's like, it like completely removes your freedom and your dignity, of course. It humiliates you, it fucking hurts.
Yes.
And then you're just, you will be traumatized for life. It's something that you will like...
They put something in your body, in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's not...
And you will feel dirty, you will feel like everything is your fault. It's like so... That kind of, even if it doesn't hurt, it's something that you will never forget. And sexual violence is so much worse than like just violence.
Yeah, I know.
It's awful.
Even that, just the simple thing like catcalling.
Yeah.
Many men doing catcalling for a woman. I think it's annoying, very annoying, and I feel so uncomfortable about that.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
That, like, just I say, hey, they call me, just like call you or call woman like, hey, sexy or something, hey, big boobs or something like
that. It's uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. It's like you become so self conscious, like walking down when everyone's looking at you or like, you know, they call you out or whatever, you become so uncomfortable and you're fucking scared because rape is a possibility in the society.
Yeah.
So it's like catcalling is, I don't understand what they want to achieve with that. Like, what do they think, like old men catcalling young women, what do they think we will do? Turn around and be like, oh, hey, sexy, you too, like someone with a fucking beer belly, like half naked standing there with their hands on their hips and like two fucking hairs on their head. Will we turn around and be like, oh, hey to you too, or will we be fucking scared and walk a bit faster? Like, that's just a way to make women uncomfortable. It's just so weird. Like, and then a lot of men will make this argument like, well, no, I can't go call women beautiful or whatever. No, yeah, you can, but don't yell it like across the street. That's so weird. If you think someone's beautiful, like maybe you can be like
texting or something.
Or like if you want to talk to a woman on the street, then like you can be respectful about it. It's like, hey, like, I'm like, I like you or whatever, like, here's my number, and then just fucking leave. And we will call you if we feel like it, but if you have the two hairs in your head, I don't think we will. So it's just like, you know, we're not here for men. We just want to fucking exist in peace. How do you even know that I am into men? Like, fuck off. And not everything is about you.
Yeah.
Just let us live. You know, and if you really think you just saw the woman of your life, just nicely. Don't fucking yell like, hey, sexy. You're not gonna, I swear to you, no one has gotten the love of their life attention by yelling across the street like, hey, sexy, or big boobs. No, what the fuck?
Yeah, because, but there's many meanings out there. People try to just yelling, try to catcalling or something like that. I don't know what happened in Indonesia. There's so much sexist in other way, in many ways. Many people doing that. I don't think it's just men. Even the woman, they doing so sexist for the other woman. You know, like you, they try.
Like, why are you dressing like this? You should do this. You should do that. A woman shouldn't behave in that way.
Yeah.
Even in my school, when I was younger, there was a guy behind me who kept like pushing me with like a pencil in my back, and I was just so angry that I was just like, can you fucking stop? I just yelled at him in the middle of the class, and then this teacher, who's a woman, an old woman, she's like telling me like, Saga, a fine woman doesn't behave like that. And I'm just like, he's bullying me behind me. Why are you saying a woman shouldn't behave like this? We cannot like say when we're bullied. Like, a lot of women have these things like, oh, all women do this, and like, oh, women naturally want to be kindergarten teachers, or women naturally are mothers and caring and whatever. Fuck you, I'm not. I don't even know how to take care of myself, for God's sake. So it's just like, not all women like to cook, not all women like to clean or whatever. It's completely incorrect, and it's really annoying that other women are taking other women down with them.
Even that the woman, even the other woman, not support each other, you know,
like,
we try to bully each other in the other way. Like, you say, you're so ugly with this outfit. Oh, you look so sexy, go change or something like that.
Or just especially the one that like, I'm not like the other girls, because I'm better than, I'm not a girl, I'm more of a guy, which is better than being a girl. So it's like, I'm more special than the other girls. Like, I have this thinking in my mind sometimes, and it's really difficult to get rid of. Like, no, it's fine to be a woman, it's fine to like girly things, it's fine to like, you know, be a woman. It's like, what does that even mean? I'm not like another billion people. Of course I'm not, we're all individuals, but like, this is like really not good, this kind of thinking.
I think it's came from in ourselves. We making it hard, you know. That's why even that I think, because I'm the feminist one, but I always think that even ourselves has a trust issue about ourselves.
Of course, I have big ones.
Because I'm the one who always, even that I try to be a confident. In the other side, I feel so confident as me, but in the other side, I feel so uncomfortable with myself.
Yeah, exactly.
With many things, like, even that I look at the mirror, I think, oh my god, I feel so ugly, I feel so fat, I feel so anything, like, I feel not appreciate about myself, you know.
And also the thing about that is that because we see so many movies and we read so many books and whatever, and it's all from the perspective of a man. Everything in TV is from the perspective of a man. So like, this is actually scientifically studied. Women see themselves from a male gaze. So we can see ourselves like men see us. And then we try to behave in a certain way to like accommodate this view of women. So like, women don't poop, women don't fart, like, we're always perfect and blah 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 blah. And we have to be in a certain way, even like, you know, sit in a certain way. We have to be like, you know, fucking whatever. We
can do like this.
If we're with other women, we can be with our like fucking legs open. But if it's another man, like I think we will sit like this or more.
Yeah.
We will even think about the way we sit.
Yeah.
Even though we don't give a shit, and like if you get really comfortable with someone, then you can fucking sit like this, you know. But like we just like, because we see ourselves from the male gaze, there's always like some this thing, this other like other mirror like beside your head that you see yourself from, and it's so harmful. It's just like, and men don't have to deal with that. They don't have this other like, oh, how women see me. They're like, you know, it's incredible to me like how confident men can be just because they haven't been born a woman.
Yeah.
Like if a man gains weight, they will fucking tap their belly and be like, oh,
yeah,
oh wow. But then if a woman like gains weight, like in the worst case scenario, it's just like, oh my god, I'm so ugly, I'm so fat, like I should die, I should go on a diet, I should not eat nothing for days, and like I should just like, you know. And then you think about how you sit, and you have to suck your stomach in, and you have to like, you cannot sit like this, you have to sit a bit like this so your legs look skinnier, and like, you know, this kind of so many things that like, but men can be just like, oh, whatever,
I think I'm still sexy or something.
Yeah, so confident, so, and it annoys me so much.
Yeah.
So much, it's just like, cuts. I mean, of course, it's not easy for anyone to live on this planet there, but in certain things, it's so much easier to be a man, but I'm so annoyed. It's like, I wish. Of course, men have insecurities as well, but in general, even if you just look at the most basic TV shows on TV, it's always like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
A skinny woman and a fat guy. And it's like that in every single sitcom in America. Like the man is ugly and the woman is really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's always like this.
But woman is always dumb, you know?
Yeah. Still.
Why the figure is always like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, men with the bad condition, but still in the best perform about a thing or something like that. And woman with a beautiful appearance, but always look a dumb shit or something like
that.
Yeah.
And it's like in real life, actually, like the funniest people I know are women. The smartest people I know are women.
Yeah.
So it's like men just have more confidence.
Yeah. Because they can lead anything. They can talk anything, even that they
just
don't know.
Bullshit.
Yeah, because they don't know. They just
going fucking say.
We always try to talking about the fact, about anything that we know that's the truly.
Yeah.
It is.
And then when we talk about something like a lot and try to explain something, they're like, oh, the woman is nagging and she's being bossy and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, fucking.
Yeah, you know.
So then we avoid talking too much, because then if we talk too much, we're bossy and we nag and we're like annoying to men or whatever.
Like
so.
My boyfriend said to me, like, even that I feel so stressful about that, because he just said, like, you're so nagging about anything that you want. Because I think that all I want is really, really as a fact.
Yeah.
But he always talking blah, blah, and blah, and he. And the end, he just said like, you're just a woman, you're just nagging anything. I think,
fuck you.
Yeah, like,
good thing you fucking rid of
that.
Bitch.
Even that, because I know he's so smart, but I think you're so smart, but you don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really, for really smart people, it's like, if you're a certain personality, it's really hard for them to like think that other people can be smart as well.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Anka told me about this one girl who was like, she was really smart, but she thought that she was way smarter than anyone else, so she couldn't be friends with anyone. So she came to Indonesia. She didn't really have any friends here, because she's just like, everyone else is really dumb.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot just take in others' opinion, especially men who think like all women are dumb.
Back to you, first the first word that you said, that maybe the man knows about everything because he learned many things, but that's something that they will maybe they will not learn about that, and the woman
never.
Know that,
yeah.
But they don't want to know that, you know.
Yeah, it's really, and this applies to every single thing. You can, everyone is sexist, homophobic, transphobic, and racist. Everyone on this earth.
Yeah.
And yes, like that seems like an overstatement, but if we live in a society that is racist, transphobic, homophobic, and sexist, there are things that are ingrained in our train of thought that we cannot get rid of. And especially if we don't belong in those groups, we will never understand how it truly is to live like that. Men who walk the street, they will never have to look at the street like we do.
Mm-mm.
We have to be careful. We cannot go out during a certain time, and men don't have to think about that. We have to think about that we're not too nice to men so that they don't get the wrong idea. Men never have to think about that.
Yeah.
And then like a heterosexual person doesn't have to think about, oh, like, could I go after this girl or not? They can just go and ask, like, hey, do you want to go out with me? A gay person would never do that, because what will happen to them? Like, oh, you're disgusting, you're gay, like, ew, I'm not gay, I'm straight. You cannot live a normal life like that.
Mm.
Or if you're, especially if you're trans,
yeah.
You cannot, like, you just have to, your whole perspective on the world is completely different. And especially, like, black people in any country, but especially in America, they cannot talk to the police in a certain way. They have to think, like, if their grandma is having a heart attack, do they drive themselves to the hospital, or if there's some robbery or something going on, which one is more safe, dealing it with yourself or calling the police where you have the chance to be shot as well? A white person will never understand how that is. We can learn and learn and learn, but we have to be conscious that we have our faults. Not, we cannot know everything, and we have to be open to criticism, and that we have to know that we can also harm ourselves. Like, if we belong in some of those minorities, then we will also have to unlearn the things that we have learned when we have grown up.
Yeah.
So it's like, it applies to everything, and it's like so many people are very like, oh, well, not all men, this kind of thing, like, yeah, yeah, and not all straight people, and not all, like, yeah, there's good people, but you cannot just be like, I think they're equal and that's it. No, you have to critically examine your thoughts all the time.
Mm.
Like, the first, if you see a person walking on the street and you think something homophobic or transphobic or whatever, you have to examine those thoughts and be open to criticism and understand that you will never know everything.
Like, when you find someone or meet someone, you just try to be a empty cup, you know.
Yeah.
You have to learn many things.
Yeah.
Not try to be a smart one or something, like cut the conversation and feel that I know everything, so shut up and like that.
I think
that's why I really love to meet many people, because many people give you a more perspective anything. Because I didn't learn so much, because I think that even that I meet so much people, when you meet another people, there's another story, another perspective, another side story that, oh my god, I never heard before about this. I never feel about this. And that's why that I think that's like you see, experiences is more than anything. Even that you try to learn many things in university, you have a good point in your degree or something like that.
Like, for example, like, there's refugees in Norway, like from Syria, Pakistan, whatever, and they have to, in Norway, they have to go to classes to learn how to respect women and how the society is in Norway, how women are treated in Norway compared to Syria or something. But, like, what I saw in that whole tiny documentary was that, like, they will not learn anything in class. They just have to be with Norwegian people and get to know the people and all be together, learn the language, learn the culture, and actually just hang out with the people and get some Norwegian friends, not be in class, because you cannot unlearn, like, sexist behavior and thoughts and homophobic behavior and thoughts in classes. You have to meet the people.
Mm.
So it's like, yeah, you cannot learn everything in a university for sure.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who have really like weird thoughts. Like I had one friend in Finland. He's never really traveled anywhere, like Germany or some random places, but not really outside of Europe ever. Like Germany, Italy, France, something like that, but that's it. So never to Southeast Asia, never outside of Europe. And then they're kind of like asking me that, and he's a very smart person as well. He reads a lot of philosophy and everything. And he asks me like, well, is it really necessary to like travel everywhere? Like it seems kind of neo-colonialistic to me. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking? Get your head out of the book and actually go to the real world.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, if he actually went outside of Europe to a more longer trip and to actually meet the local people, then
yeah,
I think his, what he would have never said anything that like that to me. Because that's like, yeah, there's a good argument that like some travelers and the way of traveling and especially travel agencies, it's a form of neo-colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, and also the, you know, choices you make when you travel, you have to be very conscious of like what you support and what you don't support. Like, do you support like the fucking whales in the Philippines or not?
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of stuff, like, yeah, that's an argument. But just to be completely against traveling and to actually learn about new, like the cultures you haven't met before, people you haven't met before. And especially because he would talk like, oh well, China is like this and that. Have you ever been to China? No. Do you know any Chinese people? No. Then don't talk about it if you don't actually have the connection. Like, of course you can learn a lot about it from books, but if you've never been there, if you've never even met a Chinese person, what can you know?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Don't try to make anything about your talk about any country, any people, any tradition or any culture. If you don't try to go in there or learn about there,
yeah,
you know, so many people just look at the front, you know, like that.
And also not just meet the people, but actually try to get into their perspective.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot just look at, I cannot look at everything from a Finland's point of view. I have to look at it from the point of view of that person in that country. I cannot just expect that, for example, China would be a democracy, because that's extremely complicated, and it might not even work. It might not be like a good choice, even though democracy is like, you know, the pinnacle of like Western ideas and like democracy, individuality, and da da. But there's a lot of things that go into that in different countries where cultures have grown differently. So I cannot just come into a country and be like, oh, you should do this and do that and do that, even though I have no idea like how things work here and why things don't work in other countries and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, some people would say that, like, because in Finland you can only sell alcohol until 9 o'clock in the evening, not past 9 o'clock. And that's because Finland has a huge issue with alcohol and the government has to regulate it. Like, the issue is much bigger than in other countries.
Really?
So, yeah, it's like my German friend said that, like, it's one of the worst he's seen in Europe. So some people would say, like, oh, that's, like, robbing the freedom. Like, why can't they sell alcohol after 9? But it's country and culture specific. Like, in Finland, it's just not good. Like, if they would change the time to even 10 or 11, people will go crazy and buy all the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like, not necessarily, I don't know, but like, I feel like if they loosen up the alcohol law in Finland, it's not good. But if they do it in other countries, it might be good. So, you know, you have no idea what actually like goes into all of these things. You have to learn from the person who actually lives in the country, who knows how the society works.
Even the example in Indonesia, there's so much region and there's so much culture. Even in Yogyakarta, it's so different with my hometown in West Sumatra. Yeah. In West Sumatra, they're very religious, but they just not open-minded people. They just learn. They just want doing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They not learn so much about the equality or something like that. In West Sumatra, they really based by Islam, by Muslim, anything about Muslim, but it means that they have no respect about another.
Mm.
It's low respect about that.
Mm.
So that's why even that if I use like anything clothes or I using not as like the Muslim as the woman Muslim in West Sumatra doing, it's like the bad thing for woman. They like Cindy, you have not doing like that, you have not doing like that. So many rules in West Sumatra about how woman have to do it.
Yeah.
That's really hard for the woman like me who really have a freedom life. In West Sumatra is like, okay, I like based on the education how woman to do it for her children then. But for me when I'm single or something like that, it's quite intimidate for me. So it's so different. In Yogyakarta, it's so open-minded. There's a lot of open-minded people.
Yeah.
You can stay with many people in one room, one house. You can stay with many gender, and no people want to talking about that, discuss about that. Mm. In West Sumatra, you can do it. You cannot do it.
And it's the same as like Angga. His hometown is not here, but it's nearby, right? Yeah. And he's lived here for a very long time. So we were talking about gay rights in Indonesia, and he was just like, yeah, but it's fine. Like, you know, no one really cares. I'm just like, yeah, you're in Yogyakarta and you're studying in an art university with young people.
Yeah.
The situation with gay people there would be very different compared to everywhere else in Indonesia. It's not just simple like, oh, let the gays have sex. No, you have to have rights. You have to have concrete things in law that protect gay people. You have to have cultural and social change to accept it. Not just like, you know, that okay, they can do it, but you're disowned from my family. Like you will never see your family again.
Yeah.
That's not equality. Even if like, you know, in the law it says like, don't kill gay people. That's not enough. That's not equality. Like, that's not how the world works. You have to have some steps to have freedom and equality. Like with the voting, if you say like you can vote but you cannot drive, what's the point?
Yeah, Indonesia is still so hard. Anything
about
voting, about
this is one of the most complicated countries I've ever been in.
The people is complicated. Even in your relationship is really complicated.
Yeah.
That's why I always like think that I really want the simple relationship, no marriage, no anything like that. But it's so different in Indonesia. People who has relationship have to get married. Just like
come to Finland.
Yeah, I don't know. I just realized, am I can. Having a love with the outsider
there's Muslim guys in Finland, but they're more
really.
Yeah, of course there is.
Oh, really? They're
like it's not a huge amount of people, but there are like the descendants of like, for example, Somali. There's a big like Somali population in Finland because their parents moved to Finland and they are born in Finland. So they're fully Finnish, but they're Muslim.
Okay, next year.
So they have the concept of like Finnish dating, and they don't necessarily have to get married.
Really?
Like, yeah, of course they're completely Finnish. So they live in the Finnish society. So they, you know, things are different than in Somalia, of course.
Okay.
So, but they're still Muslim, and their family is Muslim.
Wow. Oh, I have to put it in my notes now.
There's not many, but there still is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I really want to find the people who have the same faith with me, because I always have a relationship with different faith.
But in Italy, Mediterranean, there's a lot of Muslims there as well. It's close to Egypt.
I want to find the Muslim people, but with the same thought with me about marriage. Marriage is not necessary. Maybe we will have married someday, but not because of people push us to marry.
Yeah.
Because we want we have married because we want it.
Yeah.
We know it's the time, no?
You know what? Is there still salad left?
Yeah, you have to finish it because I feel so full.
Is the salad so much?
Yeah, you like it.
And then I'll go to sleep again very early.
Thank you. It's